Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred from Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2018 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Cyril Aris, who's presenting his film, The Swing, here. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks.
So the first question is just kind of the obligatory one, I guess. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the film, just to start us off? A little introduction, I guess.
So The Swing is a documentary from Lebanon, and it's a movie that I shot with my grandparents, actually, in what turned out to be the last year of their lives, but I didn't know that at the time. And so the narrative, you know, in a nutshell, is a few years ago, my aunt very suddenly passed away, and there was a decision of the family not to tell my grandfather because he was at the end of his life and, you know, losing his abilities, mental and physical. So they just, you know, decided to do some kind of a protective bubble of censorship and hide the news so that, you know, he doesn't live the pain because he was extremely attached to her. But obviously my grandfather was living with my grandmother who knew. So there was the secret between, you know, the couple after 65 years of marriage. And it seemed to me like it was the last, you know, the ultimate challenge that this couple would have to go through at the end of their lives.
Yeah. But did you know that already once you started filming them? Was that the idea of following them through this?
Yeah, I've always wanted to film them. It's been, you know, a few years. I'm like, oh, you know, I should film them. I should get their story. But, you know, there's always other projects that come along and you postpone. But then when that incident happened, it was almost the trigger that pushed me into filming them. I finally had an excuse and I had a narrative to tell.
Yeah.
You know, how are we going to break the news? And I started documenting that. So this is how the movie started.
So you mentioned to me before the interview that you live in the U.S.
Yes, correct.
And so how often would you film them? Were you there very often? Or?
So I'm based in New York, but I travel back and forth between Beirut and New York because I still shoot a lot of stuff in Beirut because all the stories that I want to tell are set in Lebanon because that's my culture and that's what I can talk about. So I shot them over the course of a year. So I shot them in the winter and then, you know, left back to New York, then came back in the summer, shot them, went back to New York, then came back in the winter. So like I shot winter, summer, winter. But in the final edit, you only get to see two seasons, winter and summer. And yeah, it was actually very important for me to have the time jumps because what's very interesting is that despite those time jumps, nothing changes for them.
Yeah.
It just gets a bit warmer, you know, between one season and the other. So it was very, very important for me to play with the concept of time also in that documentary.
Yeah, but I'm so curious as well, like, what did they understand what you were doing? As in, like, you know, I probably understood that you were filming them, but did they know why you were doing it?
Yes, of course. Well, you know, she was actually very happy that I was filming her because, you know, because she was stuck in that grieving limbo where she couldn't share her grief with her husband. She was actually very happy that she finally had me and a camera to talk to and just get all her feelings out. So yeah, she knew very well what I was doing. For him, well, you know, a bit less because he didn't know the obvious secret upon which the entire movie is based. But he knew that I was just filming him and I was here to listen to his stories and, you know, whatever he wanted to tell. And, you know, you get to see a scene quite early in the film where he's asking me, so, you know, who are you filming these days? And I tell him, I'm filming you. And he's like, am I that interesting? You know, and that was, you know, kind of a painful moment for me because it's like, yeah, if only you knew, but I can't, you know.
But isn't it interesting that he was so interesting to film, you know?
Yes, well...
Did you expect it? I mean, did you think that it was actually going to be an interesting... They were going to be so interesting to film?
Well, you know, when you launch yourself in a documentary, so, like, you go in with an idea, and then by the end, it just becomes something completely different. So so here, you know, in the beginning, I was more concerned with the narrative and how, you know, the secret and how are we going to tell him and things like that. But then cut after cut post-production, you start seeing the bigger picture. Oh, actually, it's about elderly and their place in society. Oh, that's actually about Beirut to a certain extent. So initially, as I was filming them, I wasn't aware that it would end up, you know, being like this. So I guess that's very inherent to the process of documentary filmmaking.
I mean, I guess different people are going to walk out being touched by different things in this film in particular. One of the things that definitely touched me the most was just how the film deals with memory as well as a lot of other things. I remember one sequence in the film when they're looking at their wedding photographs and they seem to be quite happy about it. But then I can't remember exactly which one of the two says that, but it's like, I don't remember anything from that day. And those photographs become so important. I mean, I just wanted to quite simply ask you, how do you see this film and the theme of memory? And was it? Do you think it's an important theme?
Yeah, you know, because when you reach that age, that old age, which, you know, we're all going to go through, the sad thing is that when you start losing your memory, all of a sudden you start questioning, so what remains at the end of our lives? And, you know, he says it in the film, like, I can't even remember what I did yesterday.
Yes.
And I just feel that it's all the same. Like, I'm just in a, you know, I'm stuck in nothingness.
Yeah.
Although that sounds very intellectual, but no, but you know what I mean. That came also a bit as a phobia to me of, you know, reaching the end and not remembering any of it.
Yeah.
And I find extreme sadness in that. And I was trying to revive his memory with sounds. You know, songs, music, photographs. So, like, sometimes you would see in his eyes that he would recall something, but other times it's just blank.
He seems to recall his time in Italy.
Yes, yeah, very much so, and all the women he was chasing.
Yeah, and he remembers the songs.
That's a great memory to have, you know. if by the end of it it's like, oh, I do remember all the women.
It's so funny, like his wedding day. I don't remember that, but I remember the Italian.
but it's so, you know, it's so interesting the details that he hangs on to.
Yeah,
it's so random, and it's really, you know, inexplicable. Like, I just wonder, in 50 years, 60 years, what, you know, what's going to stay in my memory, like, which, but yeah, he was extremely affected with his time in Italy, and it clearly was the best time of his life.
Youth.
Yeah, exactly, and you know, he was in his early 20s and college, and you know.
Yeah, so it's just so fascinating how this film is so universal, because even though it is in Lebanon, I mean, it's just so universal, you know, right?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's very important that the movie is universal, because otherwise, why, you know, why would anyone watch it? And that was the main challenge of, because I'm telling such a personal story and of characters that are so close to me, so obviously I care a lot and I love my characters, but it was always challenging, how can I make other people relate to this and, you know, other people care? And in that regard, I had a, you know, I was working in post-production with another Lebanese filmmaker, Munya Akol, and so she knows me very well, because we've been working together for a while, so she knew what I was trying to do, but at the same time, she was the objective point of view that would tell me, like, no one cares about this scene, or, like, no, a lot of people will care about that scene. I'm like, really, that? Like, who cares about that? And she's like, no, you know. So it was more a process of me cutting and, you know, sending it to her, and then she would send me, you know, a million notes on, okay, this works, this doesn't work, and then cut again, you know. And as time passes by, that's why I took time in editing. But as time goes by, you start seeing really what stays, like, objectively. You start being more and more removed from the material.
Oh, do you, even though it's such a personal story?
Yeah, by the end of it, I mean, you have to, you know, like, otherwise I'm just going to be crying the whole time, you know, cutting the...
But that was my question, actually. What, I mean, now that the film is finished and you watch it, maybe, like, in a room full of people, you know, as it will hopefully happen, you know, time and time again as the film travels, how do you live it, you know?
It was very interesting yesterday. So you know, yesterday was the world premiere. So it's the first time that I'm sharing this with an audience. And you know, one of my concerns was, are people going to get the humor of it? And then people were laughing, you know, and I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, it did translate, because I find some, you know, some things very funny, but it's so specific to, like, Lebanese culture. So I was very happy to see, oh, people got it. It's definitely a very interesting, you know, experience to watch it with people and, you know, experience the sadness of it and the comedy of it with other people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you. I wish you all
likewise.
The best.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Once again, I remind our listeners that the film is called The Swing and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.